You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip, makers of the Quip electric toothbrush, wants you to know that good oral health starts with good habits. That's why the Quip electric toothbrush is designed to make good habits simple with a sleek design, timed sonic vibrations, and a cover that mounts to mirrors and slides over the bristles to take on the go. Plus, a new brush head delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Makers of the Quip electric toothbrush want you to know that good oral health starts with good habits. That's why the Quip electric toothbrush is designed to make good habits simple with a sleek design, timed sonic vibrations, and a cover that mounts to mirrors and slides over the bristles to take on the go. Plus, a new brush head delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Could the U.S. contain a coronavirus outbreak? On Tuesday, a top U.S. health official urged the American public to begin preparing for severe disruption to their daily lives due to the COVID-19 outbreak. And while strict quarantines imposed by Chinese officials may have saved hundreds of thousands of people from infection, public health law experts in the U.S. say there's no way such an aggressive approach could be enforced here. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, says it's time for citizens to start contacting their employers, healthcare networks, daycare providers, and children's schools about contingency plans in the event of an outbreak in their community. A safety board faults Tesla and regulators in a fatal 2018 crash. Yesterday, the National Transportation Safety Board concluded an investigation into a March 2018 incident in which a Tesla Model X on autopilot slammed into a concrete barrier on the highway, spun, collided with two other vehicles, and then caught fire. Bystanders pulled the driver from the vehicle, but the man, a 38-year-old Apple engineer named Walter Huang, died soon after at a local hospital. The NTSB found that the automaker bears some responsibility for the crash and should restrict the use of its autopilot feature and better detect when drivers are paying attention. However, the agency also criticized the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's hands-off approach to regulating new vehicle technologies like autopilot, saying that it had overlooked risks of advanced driver assistance features. And now for today's Fast Fact. 34. That's how many hospitals in China have deployed AI software to help diagnose COVID-19. The software, created by Beijing startup InfraVision, had primarily been used to detect cancer in readings of CT lung scans. Now it's been retooled to look for signs of pneumonia caused by coronavirus. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.